The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. The Naperville Alarm Company is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. The NapervilleAlarm.com. Customize the security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at $19 per month. Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manal Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Center. Voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is also brought to you by Bracconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Bracconi's, www.bracconis.com. Give them a call at 630-717-9530. Sullivan Steakhouse is a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. SullivanSteak.com. Call 630-305-0230 for this weekend and make your reservation now. Arthur Murray Dance, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. And give them a call for your first free dance plus 303-55-6240. First Command Financial Services, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958. FirstCommand.com. You can also reach them at 630-756-0193. That's 630-756-0193. And the Naperville Park District, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life in your community. Check out NapervilleParks.org. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NaperSettlement.org and make plans now with all of your friends to check out Oktoberfest at Naper Settlement. This takes place Friday, October 3rd, or you can go on Saturday, October 4th at Naper Settlement. Check out NaperSettlement.org. Divine Beauty Luxe Spa, spray tanning specialist. Call them for all the answers to your sunless questions. Check out DivineBeautyLuxeSpa.com. The Straw Team, REMAX of Naperville, serving the western suburbs for over 18 years and lifelong area residents. Contact Brian and Chris Straw at TheStrawlTeam.com or call 630-222-1131 if you're buying, selling, or looking to rent a home. And finally, the Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. You know, it's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Check out NapervilleTrolley.com and like their Facebook page. Ding, ding.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar is fine. I feel nice. A sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. I got you.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my Aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show, I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to the good show, where every week, you know, I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. I think we're averaging a couple more than that, though. But at least you get one good laugh, and I do welcome your calls, but I'm really bad about squeezing in the phone calls these days here. I do have a jam-packed show, lots of good guests today, and I will try to get to the call today because I want to hear what you have to say. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show on Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Slam Internet Radio, 89.9 FM in Chicago and WCKG, and this is the good show. You know, I love to hear all the good things happening in your life, and I thank all of my listeners and Facebook friends and Twitter friends that reach out to me weekly. I love your messages, and I know, and I was so appreciative that y'all missed me. I've been kind of missing in action the last two shows. We haven't aired them, but reruns, because I had some big changes going on in my life. My son, my oldest son, who turned 18 at the beginning of the summer, he went off to college. So originally, I remember I told y'all, he was going to go to NIU, which is one of the finest universities around, which I love, my old NIU. Of course, I'm an alumni. And I want to do a shout-out to the football team who beat Northwestern last Saturday at Ryan Field. Congratulations to our Huskies. Wow, what a display there. So anyway, I digress. Jimmy was going to go to NIU. Then he ended up going to University of Wyoming. So up to mom to drive him out there, 17-hour drive with me and my son. And we had a blast. What an adventure we had. And then we got to Wyoming, and it's just gorgeous. So I'm really happy for him. We've been texting every day. Yesterday, though, I have to say, was the first day he actually called me. So I haven't heard his voice. I didn't want to call him. I wanted to wait till he was ready. But texting was great. Every day he texts me and tells me how's it going. And he's been having a great time at the University of Wyoming. So thank you all. And thanks for the prayers. For those of you who know what I was going through and still am, there's just a little void in my heart with him missing here. But anyway, we moved him. I flew back, and the very next day, I moved. So we moved from A to B. And, you know, if anybody's ever moved in your life, you know how difficult that is. So I have to do a shout-out to all my dear friends who helped me out on Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. Helping me move. I really appreciate it. I have the best friends in the world. You know, I'm pretty fortunate I could pick up the phone and I've got someone who pretty much could come over here at any time. And I would do the same as well. So for 2 weeks, though, it took me a while to get back in the sink of things with all the moving going on. And I have four younger daughters, so we want to make sure everything is nice for them. And yesterday I posted something on Facebook. I got so much to tell you guys. It's been so long. But my daughter, yesterday morning, I got on the computer, finally got internet access. I also didn't have internet for a week and a half, this new place. Finally got internet access, and my daughter had the night before presentation. I have to ask her if it was for school or if she just did it on her own. But it looks like it was something she just did on her own. And it was like four different slides of why she's so in love with this new house that we're in, and just pointing out all the positives, and one of them was so cute. In the old house, we had a bug problem. It wasn't roaches. It was more like big ants, spiders, and for some reason, they always congregated in her bedroom. She could never sleep at night. She was always in my bed. So her little slide presentation on the computer listed how she's so happy in this house, there are no bugs. So I'm happy there are no bugs, except a few flies got in the other day. But this is a lovely place, and it sure does remind you how much your environment affects your mood. So my kids are in much better moods these days. We'll see what happens a year from now. We might have to move again. No, I'm just kidding. No, they're just really, really happy here. And the house has so much sunshine coming in. And so that's a plus. We love the sun coming in, and she wrote that in her presentation too. And I promised them that I would have a tea party in the new house, so they're really excited about that. All right, enough about me. Well, enough about that, I should say. One thing I want to mention that was so funny, you know how I love country music. Well, Jimmy, my son, I've been dying to get him to go to a country concert with me. He would never, ever go. Well, the first night after I took off from, after I made his bed, yeah, I did, moms and dads and kids out there listening, I made my son's bed when he's off at college. You know, I'm sure a lot of moms did that. I made his bed, tried to organize his room, and I'm sure when I walked out the door and drove off and he waved to me, I'm sure he went back up there and messed up his bed and moved the books and everything around, but he was such a trooper, such a good kid like he has always been, and he let me do my thing. Made me feel better to know I was doing something for him for the, you know, for the last time in a while. Anyway, so he calls me up that night, or texts me, I should say. He didn't call me up the night. I haven't talked to him. Yesterday was the first day I talked to him. But we've been texting each other. So he texts me that very night and tells me he's going to a country concert to see Craig Morgan. I'm cracking up. The kid, I've been trying to get him to go to a country concert with me, and what does he do? The first night he's away at college, he goes to a country concert, and he loved it. All right, all right. Oh, my gosh. Well, at least I know what to get him for Christmas. We'll go off to a country concert. Speaking of country, my brother Tom, his birthday was in August, and I promised to take him to Garth Brooks. We're going to Garth Brooks Friday night, Allstate Arena. So excited. Did any of you go? Send me a message if you went. I heard it's an amazing concert. I mean, I don't know how this guy does it. He, that night he has a 6 o'clock concert, which we're going to, and then an 11 o'clock concert at night. I guess he's been doing two shows a night for like 10 days in a row. How does he do it? I guess that coming out of hibernation, Brooke, you or Garth, you just got a ton of energy now. You don't know what to do with it. So two shows a night. Rock on, man. All right. Speaking of hibernation, the Bears are, we think, out of hibernation. Boy, that game Sunday was awful. And if you've been paying attention on my Facebook page, you know I started a sports show, Sports Talk with Jeff Blanzy, with Jeff and Dolly. Jeff Blanzy, my good friend, former sports anchor at Channel 7. Now he's the announcer for the DePaul Blue Demons. And now he is my co-host on Sports Talk with Jeff and Dolly. And, yeah. Let's hope for Sunday. Let's hope Sunday the Bears come out of hibernation, because that game was awful. All right, we can't forget today. We will never forget this. I just want to remind you all, today is 9/11, and we remember those who died for our freedom. I can't imagine. I still, to this day, just can't get over what had happened. I know exactly where I was when this happened, although I wasn't near a TV. Remember where we were and hearing horrific news. So today, again, we remember those that had died for our freedom, and we are proud and honored to remember them. So hope that you all will take a moment, try to find a place or a church or anywhere you, however you want to do it, take a moment of silence and remember those that perished in those horrific terrorist attacks. 9/11 in Naperville, excuse me, in Naperville they're having a memorial as they do every year, and I've been serving as the MC for this memorial service at Naperville's 9/11 memorial. It's in downtown Naperville on the Riverwalk. It's a beautiful tribute memorial to those that passed, and I'm really proud to serve as the city's MC for that again this year. So tonight at 6 o'clock, if you're near Naperville, if you're in Naperville, please head over there along the Riverwalk. If it rains, there's an indoor service that will take place inside City Hall. And Marty Walker, who is a member of the Exchange Club and a man who, really, he's all over this town, volunteering everywhere and with this big old smile. He's a dear friend of mine. He asked me to be the MC this year, and he will be on the show a little bit later. And we're going to talk about 9/11 and how we remember. And, you know, there's been talk lately. Can you believe? I find it hard to believe. People don't want to have these memorial services anymore because they don't do it for other attacks and wars. They don't have these services, but I beg to differ. I think they're out there. Might be fewer, but I don't think there's anything wrong. And I think that 9/11 and all of those events in our history should be remembered. And if you have to, and if you have these little memorial services, so be it. But there have been talk that some people don't want to do it anymore. So we might talk a little bit about that. I know they're doing something over at District 204, that's the school district out here in Naperville. The physical education teacher out there at Matea is setting aside class today, or actually he's a driver's ed education teacher, setting aside and talking to the kids about 9/11. I think, those freshmen this year or sophomores this year might have been 3 or 4 years old at the time. So they barely remember this stuff. And if their parents are not talking about it, we do have to take responsibility and hopefully get the schools, our education system to remember and remind the kids of how lucky we are in this country. We are so incredibly lucky. All right, I'm going to get off my soapbox here, because we do have a lot of great guests, and we are going to talk more about 9/11 a little bit later in the show with Marty Walker. My good friend Kim White is on the line. Let me grab her. Kim White is the director of the Community Career Center in Naperville, and they have a huge event coming up. They have a huge fundraiser every year. But let me get Kim on the line. Kim, are you there?
I am here. Hi. How are you, Dolly?
I'm doing great. Kim, how are you?
I'm great.
I know you're super busy. You have this huge fundraiser coming up, and I appreciate you stopping on the show, because I want to talk about Community Career Center. And let's start with this fundraiser, though, because tickets are going fast. They're almost sold out, right? So if you still haven't gotten your ticket and you want to come, listen up.
Absolutely. We are almost sold out. I haven't counted today, but I want to say we're at about 9 or 10 tickets left, and we're hoping to have those all sold out before the great big event next Wednesday.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so tell us about the event.
So it's Dancing with the Celebrities, and this is our fifth year, so we're really excited that it's still very popular in the community, and a lot of people are really excited about it. We bring a slew of celebrity dancers. We pair them with some pro dancers, and they come out and dance for our organization, the Community Career Center, which is a resource that has been in Naperville for the past 18 years, and we help people who find themselves in a job search.
And, you know, I want to get more into that, but this event, though, is next week. What's the exact date?
It's on Wednesday, September 17th.
September 17th.
September
starts
17th.
At what, 5?
5 o'clock. And it's at the wonderful Maison Sabika in their room off the side there. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great, great night.
And you have how many dancers competing in this?
So this year we have 9 dancers and 9 celebrity dancers, and we are also doing a little surprise, which, you know, I think it's kind of gotten out there a little bit in the community, but because this is our fifth year, we're bringing back some of our first and second place dancers to put on a little dance routine for
the audience.
Are you
sure you want to reveal the surprise? Okay, you just revealed. I was trying to interrupt you so you didn't reveal the surprise. But
I know. You know,
It's
out there. People are already talking about it. You know, we've got some great people who have won in the past, and they're, you know, great community members and very supportive of a lot of organizations in town. So it's out there. I may as well just add on to it. And I would love to announce who are a group of 4 dancers that are returning are. The lovely Dolly McCarthy is going to be dancing again. So you guys, if you haven't gotten your ticket, you better get your ticket so you can come see Dolly McCarthy dance one more time.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited, but we've been practicing a couple of weeks now. It's been hard. It's a group dance, actually.
Okay, it is.
It's a group dance, so it's City Manager Doug Krieger, the Fire Chief of Naperville Mark Pucknitis, and Naperville Magazine Editor Leo Rippey and I. We've been putting together this dance, and there's a surprise ending, folks. So we are full of surprises with this event, for sure. You'll love the ending.
Yeah, full of surprises. I have to say, I think I picked the busiest 4 people in the city of Naperville to do this, because when I was watching you guys practice the other day, it was so funny, just trying to figure out your schedule to see when you can get together again to practice was, that was something on its own. That,
it's been a challenge, but so much fun. I love those guys. They're a blast. And like you said, Kim, those three, and I know there's another group too. All these folks coming together for Community Career Center, you guys are so needed in this community, in this and beyond. It's such an important non-for-profit in our community, and we all recognize that. So I think that that speaks volumes to you that we want to make the effort. We have been making the effort to be – oh, there goes Rudy barking. Yeah, Rudy agrees.
Rudy agrees. You know, yeah, Dolly,
you,
I would just
to
add –
support you.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the deal. We in Naperville is such a great community, and you know that. You live here. You share that all the time. We partner with so many great nonprofits. We all just work together to try to help where we can. And when we have people like you, and you know Doug Krieger and Leah Rippey and Mark Pucknitis and the others that have come together, just to really you know help us continue to get the word out and let people know we're here and we can help them. I mean that in itself is huge for all of us, not only for this nonprofit but all the others. So thank you.
What? Oh, you're so welcome. And right back at you. So let me ask you this: What is it like out there, the job market out there? And are you seeing increases or more numbers of people coming to you? Is it because more people are aware of you, or is it because you see the job market is still, people are still struggling out there to find employment? What's the state of the...
Yeah, you know, people are still struggling. I mean, there are jobs out there. The problem is... people are not making the salaries are just not where they were, or they're underemployed. So you may have someone who, you know, was a director somewhere, and you know he or she has been out of work for, you know, 7 or 8 months, and now they've been forced to take a job, you know, at a retail store or something, just to try to you know make ends meet. And so you know there are jobs out there, people are landing, but oftentimes people are still struggling just on that salary side of the house. They're just not able, you know, to make ends meet based on that. And then we have a number of people. I mean, this month we have seen a huge increase in our numbers. We do an orientation where people come in and learn more about the center, and that orientation is full every single Wednesday and Saturday that we do it. You know, the other thing we're finding out is that there are people who are no longer even being counted. They're no longer collecting unemployment. So you're not even going to – they're not even counted in those mm-hmm. numbers that are out there. So it's really just huge for us to be able to just remind people there are still people out of work. And I know for me and for many people, you know, you may be able to go 2-3, you know, maybe stretch 4 months. But after that, not having a paycheck come in, it's a struggle. It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah. Especially when you said – like you said, there are jobs out there, but salaries have been slashed, and these are people that used to live in pretty decent-sized homes or modest homes and now are struggling with even paying rent. Let me ask you, too, what kind of support do you offer? I know you said you have these classes and you have had seminars I've heard, seen in the paper. What sort of support do you offer those looking for employment?
Yeah, we're really blessed here at the center. We have about 40 to 50 volunteers that work one-on-one with our clients. So when you come in here and join the center, we set you up to meet with the HR professional who will help you with your resume. They will put you through a mock interview. We do one-on-one networking appointments. We also do group networking appointments. We talk about your job search. How can you set up your priorities in order to make this job search work for you? We put you in front of employers. We bring employers to our center and have them, you know, talk about, you know, the potential, you know, how do you go about getting employed at one of their companies. So we try to, you know, be kind of a one-stop shop for people. And, you know, again, we've been around for 18 years, so the community is aware of us. Our clients see us as a huge, you know, resource for them. And we just try to marry the two together. We try to marry our clients with employers and try to get these people jobs. I mean, that's really what we want to do.
I know you said you said 30 to 40 volunteers. That's a lot. But you do need funding. And how is that going? You're getting money from the state. How are you able to raise money? I know your biggest fundraiser is coming up next week. That's the Dancing with the Celebrities event. But aside from that, how are you getting the resources?
We don't receive any state funding. So we, a quarter of our funding, we are a very low budget not-for-profit. We operate on about $200,000 a year. And we have a quarter of our funding is from our fundraiser. And then we reach out to the city of Naperville. They've been awesome to us. The Naperville Township has also been awesome. They really support our organization. DuPage County, we write grants to them. And then the United Way. If you are someone who donates to the United Way, they are a huge supporter of our organization and many not-for-profits in the area. So if you are employed and you do, you know, check the block to give to the, to that organization. Just know that your money benefits our center, and so we are incredibly grateful for that.
Awesome. Okay, we've been talking to Kim White, the executive director of the Community Career Center, which is based in Naperville. And Kim, if people listening out of a job, or if you want to get over to that Dancing with the Celebrities, there's like 10 tickets left. Or if you want to just make a donation out of the kindness of your heart, which we so appreciate, how can they reach out to you, Kim, and get tickets or make donations or get help?
Feel free to give us a call at area code 630-961-5665 or visit us on the web, communitycareercenter.org. Either of those avenues will get you to us.
All right, Kim. I'm dancing my way. I can't wait to see you next week.
Can't wait to see you, Dolly. Thank you for all that you
blast.
Do.
Hey,
yeah,
no,
thank you for
no,
all
no,
that you do.
Thank you, guys. All right. Thanks, Kim, for calling. Talk to you later.
Take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right. I'm just so thrilled. Kim White, she is such a doll. Love him. Hey, I want to give you a heads up. Unity in Naperville is having a mediumship demonstration. You know what that is? I didn't know what that was until I got more on it. You can come and experience a mediumship demonstration with internationally renowned spirit medium Robert Brown, who will connect and communicate with the spirits of past over audience family and friends. Those are your dead relatives. Many prominent people have sought Robert's services, including Princess Diana, and he's helped thousands of people around the world to communicate with their lost loved ones. Robert's demonstrations are very inspirational and often healing for audience members. The event starts at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. It's $30 per person in advance. You can buy those tickets online or $40 at the door the night of the event. Cash only at the door, I'm told. And seating is limited, and there is a good chance the event will be sold out. So you're encouraged to buy your tickets in advance. Tickets and more information can be found at www.unityinnaperville.org. The Northern Illinois Hunting and Fishing Days are around the corner. Yes, the Committee for the Northern Illinois Hunting and Fishing Days is again proud to bring this free public event to Silver Spring State Fishing and Wildlife Area in Yorkville, Illinois. It's a fun, packed two-day event offering hands-on experiences geared towards all ages. And you can join them on September 27th and 28th. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor. This event will take place rain or shine from 9 in the morning till 5 at night. So if you want something free to do that weekend, you can bring the kids out, whether you're 6 or 60. There's something for everyone at this family-friendly event. Come experience your outdoor heritage with hands-on learning activities such as archery, bow fishing, and tying your own fly, exploring the living history area, catching a fish in their staff kids' fishing pond, or shooting a gun. You can even paddle your own canoe. So check out their website for a full list of events, the schedule, and the location at www.nihfd.org. That's the Northern Illinois Hunting and Fishing Day, September 27th. And 28th. All right. Speaking of dates, I'm going to throw some more dates out at you. Coming up this weekend, it's finally here. I wish I had a drum roll here. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a very proud sponsor of the Naperville Independent Film Festival. This is something I love. Every year I look forward to this event. It's taking place this Saturday, opening night, Saturday night, and it goes for an entire week. It's so casual and laid back, like every day you can go see a short film and see a unique movie, a brand new up-and-coming director, producer, what have you. Naperville has got it here, and you don't want to miss this event at all. The co-founder of the Naperville Independent Film Festival is joining us now, Glesna Khoisan. Hi, Glesna.
Ha, da-da-da-da. There's your drum roll, Dolly.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got to record that. How are you doing? You guys must be ready and so excited. You ready for Saturday?
Oh, my gosh.
Kickoff?
Yes. It is exciting. This is our 7th year. I cannot believe that already.
Oh, my God. I remember the first year. Wow.
I know. Just for a little idea in the back of our brains to come to fruition, and it's grown every year, and we're excited, and it gets better and better every year.
Wow. Okay, let's go back from that first year to now. Let's do a little bit of a comparison here. When you guys first started, how many entries did you have for the film festival, and where are you at now? How far have
you
come?
You know, I thought, you know, when we put this idea out there, I thought, God, if we get 2 entries, I would be doing cartwheels, which is a funny thing to say. But we had 19 countries enter the first year. I was blown away by that. When you have a film, which, you know, we do coming out, but when you have a film, you wanted to get in on that festival run because this is how you find the distribution companies. It's so important for filmmakers to get on the film festival run and get your movie out there and get it shown. But I thought, how is anybody going to know about Naperville, Illinois Film Festival? And it's the website, and if any filmmaker out there goes on called Without a Box, and if you get on that, and if you're a filmmaker and you enter your film in there, it's going to get shown. And so they enter film festivals all over the world. So we were blessed, truly blessed. Plus we have this community behind us. Naperville is incredible. And we want to continue to keep bringing the arts to the Midwest, and this is our best way to do this. Bringing people here from all over the world. This year I think we have 17 countries. Again, we have film from Sweden, Italy, France, Russia, Germany, Greece, all over the world. And again, we're blessed to have features, documentaries, shorts, animated films, music videos. And it all starts this Saturday, which we are just really excited about.
Yeah. Now, if someone has never even been to a film festival, how does it work? And how does NIFF, you call it, right, for short, how does that
right.
work?
Well, that's a good question because the first year we had to teach people what a film festival was. My girlfriend out in Arizona, when I called her, said, we're having a film festival. And she said, so when is the dance? I said, no, this is a film festival. Okay, so films get entered, again, from all over the world, and we have a jury, 16 jurists who jury these films. It's such a process. I could do a whole hour on how they do these films. It's amazing. And it's voted on by each one, and they have forms they fill out, and it's 1.026 for lighting or editing or sound. It's so meticulous. It's incredible. And these wonderful jurists every year jury all the films. They see them all. Oh, we also have screenplays. They read the screenplays, and then they write their critique, and then they put up the best 5 and or 6 or whatever it is in that category. Then once they've done their job, then Edmund gets in there, and he coordinates. I don't see him for about a week. I put a plate of food under the door, and I go, okay, do your thing. And he magically puts this program guide together that is incredible. So it's separated by genre, by the rating, by the venue, and the time of each one. And so this year it's really cool. We've put together like 2 short films and then a feature film. So you're going to get like a 2 hours worth of a film for the grand price at the AMC Theater this year on 95th and 59 for $8. To get into their normal film, it's $10.75 over there, but they've given us a deal since this is a new venue for us. So we're so excited about total of $8. You get to see an incredible amount of talent from all over the world, and you get to pick and choose what you like, and hopefully you'll come out all week. Another thing we've done this year is we have introduce some passes. So you can buy a pass for a whole week and see, walk into every movie. There's two showings, one at 7 and one at 9. And all of them are all different
films.
All week long? Yeah, all week long. Okay. So Friday, this Saturday night is our opening night, and that's the only one that's different besides the closing night. The opening night this year, we are so blessed to have an Oscar-nominated documentary that we're showing. It's called Prison Terminal. You don't want to miss this film. And so the program guide and everything is on the website. You can check out all the films at naperfilmfest.org and pick out the ones that you like. The ratings are there. The times are there. And we're at Theater 8 this year at the AMC on 95th and 59th. So it's pretty easy. We'll have
people
set up. And our banners are there already. In fact, we took one of our trophies over. The coveted Niff Award is at the theater and being put up today in a showcase there. So AMC has really been excited to promote us. They do other film festivals all over the world, so they're pretty much know what, you know, what to,
yeah,
you know,
so
what
it was a perfect,
yeah, and it's a perfect.
So this is your first year with the AMC. Okay, the film festival, the Naperville Independent Film Festival, is taking place this Saturday through next Saturday.
Correct.
I'm going to be at, I'm not sure which shows. I just was online trying to pick out my shows.
Good.
There's a love story on there. Something about, what was it, a stately suicide?
Yes.
That looked interesting.
Yes.
They're very
good.
Titles.
It's such a good mix. Yeah, it's a great mix this year. It's insane. And
you know what I love about last year? Oh, sorry, Glenn.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Sometimes the radio, we overlap. What I love about your film festival, sometimes when you go to those showings, you don't realize it until after you guys get up. And sometimes you introduce, the director could be there, one of the main actors of the show could be there. So that part in and of itself is really exciting. That's why I love these independent films, because you could actually go up to the director or the actors and introduce yourself if you're lucky enough at that particular showing. So it's a really, really neat thing here to have in our own backyard in Naperville. But everybody in the Chicagoland area and beyond is welcome to come. And I will be there closing night, but like I said, I'm going to miss that opening night because I have a wedding, but I'm going to be there throughout the week going and catching some movies. I love to watch movies, and especially these small budget films, and it's just really interesting, very interesting. So, let's give people some information on how they can get tickets.
Absolutely. Go online for all the $8 tickets. I mean, the $8 tickets, excuse me, you can buy right at the door. So I would get there early because we have one theater this year, because they're making sure that we're going to fill the seats, and I'm sure we will. So get there early for the 7 o'clock and the 9 o'clock showing, and then go online to buy the opening night. Opening night is really that prison terminal, and that the writer, producer, director is going to be there, and he's going to come to our after party. We're going to be at Ashbury Clubhouse. And on 3403 Lawrence Drive in Naperville after the premiere showing on Saturday. So we've got a
ticket
for
that. Tell us the website, Glesna.
Sure, it's Naper Film Fest, NaperFilmFest.org. NaperFilmFest.org.
Okay,
and that'll get you everything you need to know, what time, where. Now, we've also partnered with the North Central College, and we are showing all the Paris Film Festival winners. These have already won festivals, and they're being shown at North Central College. So you can go in the program guide, or you can go online and see what all those films are also.
Wow, that's really exciting. Well, listen, we got to run. I'm really looking forward to this event. Folks, if you're listening, you've never heard of the Naperville Independent Film Festival, or if you haven't been in a couple of years, come back. This is something not to miss, that's for sure. You guys
you
do a fantastic job.
And you get to get your picture with Jolly on the red
carpet. And Glesna, thank you so much, Glesna.
Yes.
Best wishes the week
so
ahead.
Much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Truckload of toys. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is in desperate need of toys. There's a toy shortage at St. Jude. It's that time of year. It's not Christmas time. It's not Easter time. It's not just after the holidays. It's kind of a drought over there. And the kids there, they need to be remembered and loved. And toys always brighten up a kid's life. So the truckload of toys drive, partnering with the Knights of Labor and Toy Box Connection, is still collecting toys for St. Jude's. You can drop off your toys at Bull and Bear of Naperville. That's at 22 East Chicago Avenue. And this will take place through September 13th. That's only through this Saturday, folks. So if you have been, I've been promoting this since July. If you haven't had a chance to drop off your toys yet, please do that before Saturday. And to the tremendous response you've already had, we've already filled a semi full of toys. I want to thank my listeners so much for coming and following through and reaching out and dropping off the toys at Bull and Bear. The Knights of Labor are going to be escorting the semi down to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and that's all going to happen this Saturday. So Saturday is the final day for the drop-off. So if you need any more information about it, let me see, this website is www.toyboxconnection.com. Check that out. Or you can call Michelle Maxia at 708-691-2715. Fox Valley Marathon is coming up on Sunday, September 21st. If you want to run the Fox Valley Marathon on that Sunday and help support abused and neglected within the juvenile court system, Cascade County, one of my favorite charities, is proud to be a charity partner for the Fox Valley Marathon again this year. If you make a donation of $100 to Cascade County, you will receive a discount code for 50% off your registration fee. So to make your gift and receive your special marathon code, please contact Lauren Egan at LEGAN@CasaCaneCounty.org, or you can give her a call. Tell Lauren that Dolly said hi at 630-444-3108. Well, today is September 11th, and as I was saying at the top of the hour, Naperville is having their annual memorial at their beautiful memorial, if I could say the word beautiful. It is beautiful. It's part of the memorial is a beam, a steel beam from the World Trade Center. Normally you wouldn't think that's beautiful, but it is a beautiful tribute and remembrance to those that lost their lives so we could have freedom on that devastating day when the terrorists ran planes into both Twin Towers. So today we remember September 11th, and Naperville, once again, because of Marty Walker. Marty Walker is going to be joining us now. Talk about this. Marty Walker is a huge volunteer in Naperville. He's everywhere, folks. If you want something done, you call Marty Walker. He's a member of the Exchange Club, but in and of his own right, he does things we don't know. And he does it quietly. But I know him as a friend, and I know all that he does. And this is something that is near and dear to his heart, doing the September 11th memorial ceremony. And Marty, hello. Thanks for coming on the show.
Good morning, Dolly. Thank you for the kind words.
Well, first of all, we want to do a salute, and you are a retired firefighter. Let's remember our first responders who were there first on that dreadful day, September 11th. And I know you know there were people in Naperville that actually got on planes or drove to New York when they could.
Well, that's true. Chuck Worley, you know, a retired Naperville firefighter, a captain actually, was part of a special rescue team that was actually flown there with the Urban Search and Rescue, which is part of FEMA. And he actually worked at Ground Zero for 10 days, and another firefighter by the name of Dave Walters also was there to help identify the remains. You know, we look back 13 years ago of that tragic day. We lost 2,996 individuals, of which 343 were firefighters and 60 were police officers. You got to remember, this is the worst terrorist attack on U.S. history. We lost more people that day than we did at Pearl Harbor. And that's why we treat this very seriously, and we, especially in Naperville, we're blessed to be able to partner with the Exchange Club of Naperville and the Naperville City of Naperville, actually, and do this event. This is our 12th year that we've done it in partnership with the city at the Schanauer Memorial. And for those that aren't familiar with the Schanauer Memorial, it's directly on the river behind City Hall. And it's named after Dan Schanauer, who is a Naperville resident, and was killed at the Pentagon. And so each year we've done a memorial service in his honor for all the people that lost their lives that day.
And Marty, you do put on a great service there. It's if you have a chance, folks, take time out of your busy schedule. The event starts at 6 o'clock, but I think there's going to be some music beforehand.
Right.
It's right along the Riverwalk.
We actually start at 5:45 with our soloist, Kathy Sander, who is one of our JCs and a member of St. Thomas the Apostle Church. We'll be singing three, actually, great, beautiful, patriotic songs. And then we have our guest speaker this year coming from New York City, Brian Hastings, who's a retired New York City police officer that worked at Ground Zero for 10 months at the command center. And Brian was actually the guy responsible for getting us the steel beam for our Shenandoah Memorial.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And our program, like I said, starts at 5:45, and hopefully the weather will hold. I know it's been kind of cold out, so whoever comes, they should dress warmly. At least it's not raining. So as long as it's not raining, we will hold it outdoors. And if it does decide to rain, we'll have to pack everything up and move it into council chambers.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Shenauer family will be there, as they are every year. We have the Naperville Men's Glee Club. Mayor Prado will be there. Fire Chief, Police Chief Bob Marshall will be there. It is a very moving ceremony. It's something that I know, Marty, you feel this way. I do myself, that it's so important to have these memorials every year. We never forget those that died for our country, for our freedom.
That's why we tried to pull in as many people as possible, like the names that you mentioned, along with our, you know, firefighters and police officers and members of the VFW and American Legion. We have the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. We have Gold Star families. A lot of times we'll have representatives of the airline show up. It's just a multitude of people that are playing a role in this event, because it's not just about the city of Naperville. It's not just about the Exchange Club of Naperville. It's about America. And we wanted to get as many people involved in planning this and putting this program together. So there's so many moving parts that is choreographed like dance steps, so everything falls into place. And thank you to Dolly for doing such a great job of emceeing it and keeping it all kind of together.
Well, I do enjoy it. It's something that I'm very honored to be a part of, Marty, so thanks for asking me every year. Why do you think it's so important? I mean, this may seem obvious to a lot of people, but there are people, there's a small majority out there, I think, that says, why do we have to have this every year? You know, why do you think it's so important to have these memorials?
Well, when you think about it, when Pearl Harbor was attacked in 1941, our country went to war immediately, and that war ended in 1945, just a few years after. We were attacked at the Trade Center, the Pentagon crashed, Flight 93 had crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, 13 years ago. We went to war the following month, and 13 years later, we're still at war. We've lost almost over 5,000 soldiers in the last 13 years fighting the war on terror. And honestly, if you watch the news, there's no end in sight. So as far as those men and women that are serving overseas, it's so very important to remember to celebrate or to hold ceremonies to remember the reason why they're out fighting for us each and every day of the week.
Yeah, and it sure does help those families that are here at home while their loved ones are overseas. My nephew was in Afghanistan. We didn't know where he was. They wouldn't tell us. But having this sort of memorial, having just people recognizing, hanging the flag, you know, gives families here at home the comfort to know that
That's exactly correct.
Their daughters and sons are not there in vain, and they're there for a reason, and we don't forget them, and they're in our minds and our prayers every day. So today's a really important day for America, for us.
Yep.
And Marty, thank you for everything you're doing. So the event kicks off tonight. Event kicks off tonight at 5:45 at the Dan Shenauer Memorial in downtown Naperville, right along the Riverwalk. And if it rains, we go into City Hall, right?
Yeah, we'll go into council chambers. We had to do that five years ago, and it worked out fine. But it's more fitting to have it outdoors at the memorial.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you do a great job. Thank you so much,
thank
Marty.
You.
And I will
All
see
right.
you tonight. What are you doing
right,
today?
Dolly,
are you Are you going to other places where they're remembering 9/11, or what's going on today?
Myself, Chuck Worley, and Brian Hastings were just on Fox News this morning at the memorial, and then your show, of course, and then I'm going to Carol Stream to be their guest speaker, and then come back
great.
To Naperville. So it's been this could be a full day, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, say hi to our friend Chuck Worley. Chuck Worley.
I will.
We love you, Chuck, and everything you did at Ground Zero. And you too, Marty.
Yep.
We love you too.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you tonight.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, you know, I don't save the best for last, but this is the best. She is the best. Does that make sense? What I want to say is I'm sorry she's last because I just love this woman. She's a near and dear friend of mine. And I've always called her V, but you could call her Aunt V. You know, I'm a busy mom of five, and I know there are a lot of busy families out there. So moms and dads, we're always having, you know, I know we're always struggling with dinner, how to get it on the table, how to give our kids good, healthy food. And my dear friend Aunt V has the solution to your whole what's for dinner madness. You can have dinner on time and healthier meals with a little help from good old Aunt V. Aunt V is on the line now. That's Veronica Porter, who prepares homemade, healthy, organic, and local seasonal meals daily just for your busy family. Ask Aunt V. Aunt V, thanks for joining us. Tell us, what's for dinner?
Tonight we're having the Asian chicken salad. How are you doing? What a great show. What a great show.
Asian chicken salad with your egg rolls?
We are going to have the egg rolls, the spring rolls, yes. And today, in honor of 9/11, all first responders get a free smoothie or protein shake, whichever they require, you know, would desire, just to thank them, because I think the first responders, every day, we need to thank them. They're awesome.
I know we're going to talk more about what you're doing to support returning military, and that's all in honor of September 11th. I want to get into that. But let's first talk about how this all works. How can people get some of your meals? You've been on the show before, but we always have new listeners. Let's tell them how it works.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate that. No, you can go online to askauntv.com. That's V as in Veronica, which is my first name, and so it's askauntv.com. It'll have what's for dinner that day. It's a daily special cafe, so we have one thing. It's homemade, made with local, organic, fresh foods, and then you can order online. You can pick it up at the cafe, or if you're a commuter, I do deliver to the Naperville train station for the 4 express trains in the evening. So those are the excuse me, currently how it's working. In about 2 weeks, I'll be starting what's for lunch. So I'll be having a daily special for lunch as well as for dinner.
Oh, wow. Wow, your business is really expanding. Now, you also run a cafe in Naperville, too. I want to mention it's so unique. There's nothing really like that here.
Especially because of the fact that, especially right now with it being the summer season, everything is organic. I offer a lot of vegan, a lot of gluten-free foods. I do have a lot of different offerings. But the thing about it is that I really, really focus on having the nutrition profile match the taste profile. I have so many people that have commented on the fact that it actually tastes good. I guess there's a kind of a thought process with a lot of people is if it's healthy, it probably doesn't taste very good. And so so I'm trying to change that theory or that way of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Now, V, your business is very socially conscious. In other words, what I mean is I've known you for over 10 years now. When you start something, you're always thinking of other people. And here's your business. And in the process of that, you've created something that will give people who come to your business an opportunity to help young women who have served in our military, who now are home with a major disability that's almost, it's a hidden disability. People don't see it, but it's there, and it's a big problem in our military. And today, of all days, September 11th, I want to do this almost every day, but I'm going to especially drive it home today. Those returning military men and women are, a lot of them come home with traumatic brain injuries or post-traumatic syndrome. And these are really real conditions that our government is facing and trying to, you know, come up with solutions. But we need, as a society, to be more aware of this and do our part. So your business is doing something to support that. Tell us what you're doing and how this idea came up to be a part of that.
Well, I just out of care and compassion, my whole life I took care of a quadriplegic through college. I've always been involved with helping with the mentally handicapped, whether through church ministries or, any way I could. And I think just in general, people have that kind of caring, compassionate nature. But I really had a personal experience with the young men and women in their 20s, 30s, who are very high functioning, but they have hidden disabilities. And that's a part of society that really, unfortunately, has remained hidden, because you could be talking with someone and not know that they may have some sort of a disability. Perhaps they could be deaf, they could be high spectrum autistic. But traumatic brain injuries and post-traumatic stress really, really are an issue that's near and dear to my heart, because these young men and women are coming back, and because they're high functioning, they don't qualify for a lot of the services that are available, but yet they still don't have the capability of getting a job. I have a son who was not a military, but he does have a traumatic brain injury, and for the past 8 years, I have lived through every single facility that we could possibly go to, gone to every single program, and there's absolutely nothing that fits what his need is. So I figured I would take it and see if I could create something that would be beneficial to that area. And what I have found is they don't really need a whole lot. They just need to know that they're valued. They need to know that they build up their self-esteem. They want to they want to contribute. And they're young men and women. Think of yourself when you were 20. You know, you didn't want somebody telling you what to do and saying you have to go into this room and you have to, you know, do something. You want to be creative and adventurous and all that sort of thing. So what I've done is I have always included that in my model, but now I have an opportunity to actually create a full line of, I guess I'll just say, because of my business, which is from the garden to the table, from the classroom to the community being my theme, I have taken a garden and I turned it into potentially a farm, actually creating a farm where these young men and women could come. Clinically, it has been proven the very best form of therapy for them is to work the land. So if we could have a victory farm is what I want to call it, but it would be a farm where you could come, you can work, you can be with your people, you can succeed, build your self-esteem, and be that contributing member. And they can be proud of what they've done. They can be proud of that they're accomplishing something, but it's at a pace that works for them and heals them. And it's amazing. I mean, just the look in their eye, just the feel, their presence. I mean, they can be in a clinical situation, we're doing a high eye-hand coordination, or they can be picking blueberries and getting a far better effect. It's just amazing. So I am in the process of developing that program. There is a farm in Naperville. It's a 15-acre farm on the north side. It's at the corner of Bower and Mill. And with the Lord's blessings, and it's in his hands, if it's possible, we will possibly in the next year start the Victory Farm.
Wow. What a concept. I really hope it works out. So what kind of things do you need to get this going? Do you need funding, or what about the farm? How are you able to get the farm? Are you leasing it?
No, I actually, we are in the process of we're hoping for a full purchase. I am looking for investors. I'm looking for businesses that want to support our military men and women, give them the chance and give them that step up, give them that step back to become a contributing member of society. Because the government really is very comfortable making them a burden to society as far as just keeping them on some sort of a, payroll or something like that. But this is an opportunity for them to actually be contributing. And that not only gives them, that heals them, but that also gives them a purpose. They need to have that purpose. We're looking for investors. Probably in the next week or two, I'll be able to be specific, so there'll be meetings and opportunities for people to come and learn more about it. It will be on the AskAntV.com website, and prayers. Please pray for me, because it's a the big thing about it was that I was with talking with the farmer in April. He said about 3 years, so I thought I had a 3-year plan to put things in place. A week ago Monday, we had a meeting, and he said, you know, I think this will be my last year. So my 3-year plan went to a 3-month plan. So it's accelerated significantly,
wow.
But I'm up for the challenge. Like I said, it's in God's hands, and
wow.
If it's his will, it'll happen.
Well, you certainly have quite a mission, and what a purpose. What a wonderful purpose to wake up every morning and know you're making a difference, especially for our military. Today is September 11th, and I want to thank all my listeners and Aunt V for coming on the
thank
show.
You.
And thank you, Aunt V. If you want to check out more about Aunt V, it's give that website one more time.
AskAuntV.com.
.com. All right. And dinner tonight is Asian chicken
salad.
What is
chicken,
it? Salad.
Asian chicken salad with
those
spring rolls. And all of it's homemade.
Oh.
All of it's sweetly homemade.
That's the best part. All right. Well, thanks, Aunt V. We'll see you. We'll talk
thank
to you next
you,
week.
Thank you, Dolly. God bless.
Oh, that was sweet. She said, God bless you, and I cut her off. Hey, everybody. Thanks. It's time now to end the show on a good note, which we just about did. It was a just positive show today. Just stay positive, everybody, and be good to each other. Be good, everybody. If you haven't already done so, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And keep those comments coming. I love getting feedback and ideas for shows and some not-for-profits that I haven't heard from yet. I'd love to have you on the show. This week, I'm going to give away sponsor tent tickets for Oktoberfest at Naper Settlement. So if you shoot me a message, I put all those names in a hat. Yep, I have my Bears hat here. And I pull them out, and you could win these sponsor tent tickets to Naper Settlement Oktoberfest. That's October 3rd and 4th. But again, thank you all for listening and being a part of this show. You know it serves a greater purpose, not just listening to me talk about my kids and my crazy life, like much of you. But really, my mission here is to highlight not-for-profits. I'm going to have a lot more exciting guests next week and beyond. What a great summer we've had. Thank you all again for your support, and thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
And hats off to all of our military men and women coming back and overseas, and to all of those who passed on September 11th. If you can, get to a 9/11 ceremony. There is one in Naperville, and I'm very, very honored to be the MC for that. So I hope we'll see you all there. And if you do get there, look for me and say hello. Thanks, everybody. God bless.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear. Wow! I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. Sugar is fine.